Good morning. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. A novel by Louisville-based author Brian Leung reveals racial tensions in 1880s Wyoming between white and Chinese coal mine workers. He'll talk about his novel Take Me Home in about 15 minutes. And later, Dean Regas talks with UC professor Mike Sitko about his studies of planetary formation. For several months, we've been hearing about voter fraud and potential voter fraud cases in Hamilton County. But it's not the only county in Ohio under scrutiny. This morning, Marianne Zalesnik talks with WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson to put it all into perspective.
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Well, it seems these types of voter fraud cases have been around for a really long time, but we're hearing so much more about them now, the past 6 months. Why is that?
Yes, they have been around for a long time in small numbers, and occasionally someone would be prosecuted for some type of voter fraud or illegal voting. I think really it goes back all the way back to the 2000 election, if you remember the contested presidential race and the hanging chads in Florida and the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court ended up choosing the president of the United States by stopping the count in Florida. And I think that just put more and more scrutiny on the voting process itself. You're now in a situation where you have on election day observers in the polling places from various groups, not just political parties or candidates, but other groups who are self-described watchdogs of voter integrity. And they look for things and even challenge voters who ask for provisional ballots. And it's just become a much more scrutinized process, not only by the Board of Election officials, who have always done these kind of checks, but by the public at large and interested citizens.
Now, you talked about provisional ballots. Have those been around for a long time?
Well, they've not been around for a long time. I mean, it's a relatively new thing in Ohio. And it's, you know, if there is a question about a person who comes into a polling place, whether, you know, they had voted absentee earlier or if they were in the right place, poll workers are to give them a provisional ballot. They vote the ballot is checked, and if it's found that they were legitimately entitled to vote, then the vote's counted. If not, it's thrown out.
Now, we've certainly heard a lot about the cases in Hamilton County, and there have been a number of them and more, and you can talk about this in a minute. More of those are coming. But what about the rest of the state? I haven't heard as much about the rest of Ohio. Is Hamilton County sort of the only place this is happening?
No, not at all. I mean, there is a group called the Ohio Voter Integrity Project, and it's backed by mostly by Tea Party organizations. And it's volunteers. People go around and check the voting rolls. A lot of them worked as observers on election day. Some of them worked as poll workers on election day. And they have been gathering these cases and bringing them to boards of elections. Now, there's only a handful of counties, and they're mostly larger counties, Hamilton County, Franklin County, Cuyahoga County, Lorain County, who have had more than 100 of these cases that have been brought to boards of elections to be investigated.
And so what's happening? Are they now in Hamilton County right now? You have had some prosecutions, right?
Yes. I mean, you've had so far, you've had 10 people referred to the county prosecutor for voting irregularities. At this point, you have 3 people who have been convicted. 2 of them were placed in diversion programs, which means they get no jail time. And if they don't violate the law again, they will become voters again because they're convicted felons. And then there's another woman who voted a number of times for a number of different people. And she entered a plea bargain, and she's not to be sentenced until July 9th. Now, they're looking at other cases, and there were like 39 cases that the Board of Elections split on between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats didn't want to send them to the prosecutor. The Republicans did. Those are going to go to the prosecutor for possible investigation or for possible criminal investigation. Now, in most of those cases, those are people who had mailed in an absentee ballot prior to the election. Then they showed up at their polling place and they asked for a provisional ballot and were given one, and they voted it. And the poll workers were required to do that. And then they checked and they found out that these people hadn't voted absentee in most of these cases. And threw out the provisional ballot and counted only the one ballot. And the Democrats argue, said, look, we've already investigated this. These people did nothing wrong. There's nothing to investigate here. And the Republicans say, well, we want to determine the voter's intent. Did the voter intend to vote twice? And in any criminal prosecution, intent is very difficult to prove. Did the person intend to do this, or was it just an innocent mistake? And that's what's at issue right now.
So they've been convicted or investigated as felonies. You said some may be honest mistakes. What do they mean to the election overall? Have there been more ballots cast than we're supposed to? Has it changed the outcome of any race?
No, it's not changed the outcome of any race. I mean, these are minute numbers. The Secretary of State, John Houston, did a pretty comprehensive report on all this late in May and came out with the conclusion that there were about 150 cases around the state that at that point had been referred to the prosecuting attorneys around the county or the Ohio Attorney General. Now, that's 135, you know, possibly 150. There were 5.6 million people who voted in Ohio in the November election. That's a whole lot, and we're talking about some very minuscule portion of the electorate when we talk about these cases.
So that's not even a percent. I mean, that's far less than a percent.
No, it's minuscule. I mean, it's very rare. And as Husted himself said in the report, he said, yes, there is no question there is voter fraud that exists in Ohio, but that it is not an epidemic. Now, you know, the argument, though, is they all need to be investigated because we want clean elections. We don't want people voting twice. We don't want people voting in Ohio who live in some other state, or we don't want people voting in one county who live in another county. And there is a definite public interest in protecting the integrity of the voting system, even when it involves just a relative handful of people.
Now, of course, you've got another big election coming up this fall, Cincinnati City Council race. Do you anticipate that the folks will continue to challenge and look for these anomalies? So this isn't going away?
No, this is going to be part of the permanent political landscape from here on out because of how partisan elections have become, how toughly fought they are, how much money is spent. And that there are groups out there like the Ohio Voter Integrity Project and others who are going to be there to scrutinize every ballot that is cast. And it's an amazing job. It's a difficult job, but it's going to happen. And I think you're going to see more of this in the future and see more cases, that are discovered and sent to prosecutors for possible criminal indictment.
Now, you said there's even been some investigation across state lines.
Oh, yes. Ohio Secretary of State is part of a 22-state coalition that is doing cross-checks on their voting rolls to see if there are people who voted, once in one state and once in another state. Now, in Ohio, they found Secretary of State's office so far has found 20 of those people that they believe voted in Ohio and voted in another state. That is a problem. And those cases are being referred to the Attorney General to take a closer look at.
Thanks so much, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.